Codex Audio presents In the Devil's Dreams by Felix Blackwell. I felt my heart sitting in my chest. Its stillness an ominous reminder that I was missing something. Where had I been before? What had happened? My brain gave up, and my eyes fell shut. I don't know how long I slept. I was awakened suddenly by a tremendous banging. At first, I thought lightning had struck a tree outside. The noise thundered throughout the house, rattling the picture frames on the walls. Then it repeated, over and over. I looked around, trying to find my bearings, but the house was different. It looked warped. The room seemed bigger, or maybe I was smaller. The air was stale, and the distinct odor of burnt hair choked me. Bookshelves were tipped over and strewn about, walls bent. The bathroom door curled menacingly out of its frame. The house looked like it had melted, but everything felt so cold. It's a nightmare, I tried to reassure myself. I got up and looked down the hall. And panic overwhelmed me as my mother started screaming. He found me. A white-hot terror washed over me. I stood in the hall, frozen, while my mother barricaded the front door with a bookshelf. She yelled for me to hide, to escape, while she held back the wretched thing that sought me just beyond the frame. Against the instinct to defend my family, I turned and fled. A fear worse than death commanded me like a puppet. It drove me to sink between the bed and rippled wall, making a laughable attempt at hiding from such a monolithic evil. The doors squealed in agony as the creature relentlessly hunted me. Even from the other room, I could feel his lust like a dagger pressing against my neck. I buried my head in my arms and slammed my eyes shut, but I could still see him in my mind. I remembered now. As the door neared the end of its integrity, it budged open a foot or so, and in breached a hideous head. The monster wailed and cackled with hellish malice. His skin was a patchwork of charred and hairless flesh, pale gray as a corpse in some places, and brown like rancid meat in others. It appeared to have been stitched together in a disgusting mockery of a human face. The creature's revolting ugliness instantly made my stomach churn. He was an abomination of nature, a masterwork of the devil.